Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the president says if he were impeached, the economy and stock market would crash. Everybody would be very poor, Mr. Trump says.
Bloomberg's Sarah Pasek is on our newsline. Sarah, is there any truth to the president's warning?
Thanks for having me. I mean, when you talk to analysts and investors, their opinion largely affects their political standing, but most of them believe, one, he's probably not going to get impeached, at least at this point, and they also don't think that that is very true. Yes, we might see some short-term volatility, but they think in the long term the market would probably be pretty resilient. And I mean, if you look at past impeachment processes. If you look at Nixon in 1974, I mean, that was very different. The market was in the middle of a bear market, and then it did fall 30% more through October that year. And then with Clinton, it was a very different story. It was 98. We were in a bull market. Stocks are rising in the later stages of the internet boom, and markets did keep going up after the impeachment. And now a lot of analysts do say the current environment is more like that of 1998. And most likely, if that were to happen, maybe some short-term volatility, but we would get through it probably.
Can President Trump rightfully take credit for the booming market, or does the president get too much credit when things are good and too much blame when things are bad?
I mean, he definitely can take credit. I mean, we know what happened with the tax cuts, and we actually looked at S&P 500 earnings forecasts and to look at how much they have increased since the tax cuts have taken effect. And since then, they've surged faster than any time we've seen in the history, at least the periods that we track. And we have had two periods of 20% earnings growth in the past two quarters. Everything looks good. A lot of that is largely due to the tax cuts. So you can say that. However, if you look at what we've seen on an annualized rate, the S&P 500 has risen about 20% each year since his election. So that's more than what the historical return since 1927, we track it, of 9.4%. But if you look at Obama's term since 2009, it's only 1% higher than that. So you have to really look at it in comparison.
Sarah, good insight. Thanks. That's Bloomberg's Sarah Ponczek.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.